I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Basics Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host. It is maybe Monday, November 1st. If you are watching with us on YouTube, as we recap the Chiefs defeating the Giants 20-17, if you're listening in the podcast feed, it is more than likely Tuesday, November 2nd. Welcome to November, first of all. I'm glad that we all survived Halloween. We're going to recap this game, but first, I got to point out, if you're listening or watching on YouTube, hit the like button, whether it's your phone, your computer. I guess you could do it on a smart TV. I'm sure you can. Surely you can. YouTube's, Google's smart enough. Alphabet.
Palm Pilot,
whatever you're doing on, hit the like button. If we get to
your Game Boy, if you're watching on your Game Boy, you can hit the A button. That's like
A button.
How many likes do we need, Devo?
200 likes for the T-shirt tonight. We're halfway there, and the podcast is just starting, so we're on track.
That's right. So 200 likes, we'll give away a Pick Six Podcast T-shirt. And is the more stuff? I know this sounds stupid, but the more stuff we give away. You can see Ryan Wilson wearing his Pick Six Podcast hoodie. Also, if you are watching or listening, hit the subscribe button and hit the bell next to the subscribe button. You will get alerts when we go live, and that will let you know you can jump in and watch and listen and hang out. We go live. Coming up this week. So we're live for this Monday night recap show. We are live Tuesday at 1 p.m. Wilson will be hosting the NFL draft, the mock draft special, I assume, with Chris Trapasso and Josh Edwards. And at 3:30 p.m. on Tuesday, a special NFL trade deadline live show where we recap if John Elway forgets to fax the trade for Elvis Dumervil, we'll recap that. Thursday at 1 o'clock, the NFL pick show with myself, Pete Prisco, and RJ White. We pick every game against the spread. That's Friday's show that comes out in the audio feed, but you can watch it early and, you know, probably get some better lines and numbers. And then, of course, Thursday night football. We'll recap that live and the full recap on Sunday evening from like 12 to 2 a.m. Smash that like button. Okay. Like, we'll get to the hoodies. We'll give away hoodies and things. Chiefs beat the Giants 20-17 on Monday night. The Chiefs moved to 4-4. The Giants fall to 2-6. As I wrote in my column on CBSSports.com, it is likely that the Giants are they're probably toast anyway at 3-5, but they can at least have a fighting chance. They gave a good effort on the road as 10-point dogs in Arrowhead. I don't want to say that Patrick Mahomes was too much for him, because frankly, he wasn't. The Chiefs looked lethargic. The Giants played a bunch of two safeties back, the shell, forcing Patrick Mahomes to be patient and to throw underneath, and he just didn't want to do it. It's not in his nature. He wants to go over top, and he ended up throwing a bunch of kind of lame duck deep balls. Tyreek Hill, I think it was Andy Molitor on Twitter pointed out, he's like, Tyreek Hill, 12 catches, 94 yards, and a touchdown. Wes Welker 2.0, basically, right? I mean, wild to see those numbers from Tyreek Hill. John Ross, actually the leading receiver for the Giants, 2 catches, 72 yards. Danny Dimes, 22 of 32, 222 yards, 2 touchdowns and a pick. Mahomes, 29 of 48, 275, a touchdown and interception. Wilson, how would you guys describe this win for the Chiefs? Because to me, it's sort of like panicked relief.
They should have lost.
What's that?
They should have lost.
They should have lost this game for sure.
At the end of the first half, for some hard to explain reason, Daniel Jones threw that out on third and not goal, but I think they had a chance to get a first down to one of the receivers, maybe Sterling Shepard, I can't remember who, but he came up 2 yards short of the first down marker and went out of bounds. So that was an opportunity lost there. And I talked to you about this earlier before Breach came on. To start the second half on their first two drives, they had fourth and one and fourth and three nearish midfield. They punted both times. Darnay Holmes had an interception late in the game, and O'Shane Zimenez jumped offside.
Yep.
The Chiefs had a ton of penalties, 12 penalties for 103 yards. As you noted, Patrick Mahomes insisted on throwing the ball down the field and making a lot of questionable decisions with the football and got away with some of those things. The Chiefs didn't play well. They don't look like a good football team. They are currently outside the playoff bubble as we sit here. The Giants aren't a good football team either, and they did it with a lot of guys down. Shepard went down during the game. Times, I think Kadarius Toney hurt his wrist, and he came back in there. So they were certainly shorthanded, but that's no excuse. They had a chance to win this football game, and they weren't able to do it. You'll take the win if you're the Chiefs, but I don't feel good about it, and I don't think that changes anything in that division. And we just said yesterday, you know, this is good news for the Chiefs that the Chargers lost, and yes, they made up a game on them. But I'm taking the Chargers all day long in a matchup against Kansas City. And right now, I'm not taking Denver, but I think the Raiders versus the Chiefs, I don't know that I'm taking the Chiefs.
I mean, what's the spread or just straight up? I'm straight up, I'll take the Chiefs.
Neutral field, I'm taking the Raiders.
Ryan, right now, who's winning the AFC West? Just right now. We don't need an explanation. I just want a one-word answer, the team name.
I'm grimacing as I say this if you're listening. Raiders. I want to say Chargers. I want to say Chargers, but Brandon Staley has been very disappointing to me in the last 2 weeks. I mean, who are you saying?
Chiefs are plus 170 at William Hill to win the division.
Brandon's going
to
sprinkle some more on.
Sure. Chargers are plus 150. The Raiders are 3-1. Today. What's that?
The guy who sprinkles salt on his food.
Oh, yeah. Salt.
Keep sprinkling money on the Chiefs.
And the Raiders are, what is it? What are the Broncos to win the division?
16-1.
Oh, there we go. D, we got it up. Yeah. I mean, look, I think you could say that the Chiefs have looked bad, and the Chiefs have looked bad, and the Chiefs, you know, very concerning about their offense
and defense.
Well, their defense is just horrendous. But, I mean, if they're going to win, it's going to be because they get some lucky. I would not want to be betting on the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl right now. Even at 13-1, that's the lowest they've been in a long time.
You're going to take both of you taking them to win the division?
Absolutely. Yeah.
No.
Okay, good. Cause I don't know. Like, you keep trying to talk yourself into the Chiefs turning things around. We're halfway through this thing and they haven't played a good game yet.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean,
let me give you not even a fun fact. It's a sad fact if you're a Chiefs fan. It's a shocking fact for the rest of us. The Chiefs have a worse point differential than the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're at minus 12.
It's bad.
That's a shocking, shocking fact.
Does that definitely include tonight?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, look, the Chiefs lost in – they should have lost in week 1 to the Browns, but they won. Their losses are the Ravens, Chargers, Bills – and Titans. They're 1-4 in the conference.
If you say they should have lost the Browns, then you should say they should have beaten the Ravens. Because Patrick Mahomes threw that game away with a dumb interception late in the game.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying that if you're going to say they should have lost the Browns,
I thought the first weeks of the season.
Look at Cody Benjamin's question real quick. So,
oh my God.
For those of you listening on the podcast, our colleague Cody Benjamin, huge Eagles homer, so he's peacocking after the Lions win, ask what would the Chiefs record be with Derek Carr at quarterback this year? If you had asked this question in August, you would have been canceled on Twitter.
Like this would mental asylum. Like you'd be fired.
But here's the thing.
We got Sean fired from.
We would have banned you to Alaska with swimming.
They would have more than 4 wins, I think, if Derek Carr was their quarterback this year. Maybe it's 4.5. Maybe it's 5.2. I think that the way that Patrick Mahomes has played and that defense has been terrible, I get it. And he's felt like he's had to do more things than he normally might have to do.
See, I don't know. You say Patrick Mahomes has been terrible. I thought this game was really kind of emblematic of how their season has gone. You look at the offense, and it feels like Patrick Mahomes feels like he has to do too much because he has to. I mean, did you see Travis Kelce tonight? He looked like he got possessed by like 40-year-old Jeremy Shockey. I mean, that's what we're talking about, tight end skills here. It didn't look like he – I don't want to say disinterested, but he looked the worst I think we've seen him in maybe in his career. I mean, he had that fumble. He had a dropped pass. He wasn't getting open. And so the only target Patrick Mahomes had was Tyreek Hill. And that's only because he's faster than everybody else on the field. And he can always get open by 2 or 3 feet. And Mahomes got him the ball. I mean, 18 of his passes went to him because he's the only reliable guy in that offense right now.
But you know, Breach, and Brinson made this point, Derek Carr will check you down to death. Patrick Mahomes is not in his nature to do that. So I wonder.
Well, right. But if Derek Carr's throwing checkdowns, the Giants aren't playing a deep cover two shell to keep him from throwing 40 yards.
No. I mean, to Wilson's point, like this is what Tom Brady did really well for so long is if you're like, oh, we're not going to let you take us over top. He's like, all right, cool. Like, I'm going to chew you up underneath and we're just going to keep going and marching down the field. And I'll make smart decisions in the red zone and use Gronk. Mahomes is the offensive line for the Chiefs is not playing well. Mm-mm. Mahomes is getting pressured. And so he's leaving pockets early. He's getting pressured. He is also leaving pockets early. He is, you can see it, you know, the Manning brothers talked about it too. And it was obvious, but he's trying to force things down the field because for so long, he's been able, for the first few years of his career, he's been able to get out of the pocket, run around and push, you know, teams are playing man coverage against him. And that lets Tyreek run around or Kelce run around and somebody's just open. And he gets to anticipate and put it there. Well, teams have just changed how they're playing him. They're rushing with four. The offensive line isn't protecting, isn't holding up. So he can't stand back there and pick apart the zone. And the guy, they're playing more zone and they're leaving the safeties there so they don't get beat deep. And you saw it. You could tell he was driving him nuts to keep throwing to Darrell Williams. And he threw to him, I believe, a lot. He had 6 targets, 6 catches for 61 yards. I mean,
so Derek Carr would approve those numbers. 6 of 6 for 61 yards. That's pretty solid.
Over sure, under.
You're saying to your running back, whereas you have 18 targets to Tyreek Hill for 12 catches. You know, and I don't think the offense is stale. I think it's the defense is really bad. They don't.
You say that after they just played their best game of the season, though.
Who?
The Chiefs defense just played their best game of the season.
The Giants have 2 players out there.
Are you talking about tonight?
I'm not saying that stopping the Giants offense is impressive. I'm just saying that this was the Chiefs defense best game of the season.
All right. Well, let me ask this. I'll start with Brinson because I seem to know where Breach is going. Over under on 4 wins for Derek Carr as the starter of the Chiefs right now in 8 games.
I don't think Derek Carr is winning more. It's an interesting question from Cody. I don't think Derek Carr is winning more games.
I'm taking the over. And the over might be 4.5. It might be 5.2. But I don't think he's doing worse.
I think it's under.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, it's not all Patrick Mahomes' fault, but this is his worst season without question.
Yeah. I can't remember who it was. Somebody said it. They were getting absolutely roasted on Twitter, which is funny. They're like, or maybe it was Dov Klein. It was like, you know, Patrick Mahomes is not a top 5 quarterback. He's got a long way to go to prove it. If you were ranking quarterbacks based on just this season, Mahomes is not a top 5 quarterback so far this year. Derek Carr has been a better quarterback this year. But circumstances, you know, I think.
But if you asked any general manager in the NFL if there was a draft tomorrow with every player available.
Mahomes is still one, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what it boils down to. It's not like. The struggling is a bunch of things together. You know, you mentioned the offensive line. Receivers can't get open. Defenses are playing them differently. They're not adjusting well. There's just so much going on right now that, and Brent, that's probably why you keep sprinkling on they're going to win the division because it feels like they have to click eventually. But as Wilson said, we're halfway through the season. You're running out of time where you're going to click. So, I mean, it's an odd case because
Do you remember, what was it, in 2014, Patriots? I don't know if you guys recall they lost to the Bengals on a Monday night.
I thought they lost to Kansas City.
Kansas City on a Monday night, excuse me.
And they're on to Cincinnati.
Yeah, that was we're on to Cincinnati.
Yeah.
We're on to Cincinnati. And I know that was week 4 when they lost that, not week 8. It's a big difference. But they were 2-2, and people were writing every year. The Chiefs have replaced the Patriots because every year somebody was like, oh, the Patriots dynasty's dead. When somebody is at the top and considered infallible, inevitably people want them to fail and want to see them get knocked down a bit. And right there, look, Mahomes is seven. Also,
those are Cody Benjamin's rankings prior to the week 8 game. If you're looking at it on YouTube. Been
better than Patrick Mahomes all year for sure.
Right? And by the way, Breach, to your point about Patrick Mahomes, according to Football Outsiders, in terms of value per play this season, Mahomes is ninth, and just a hair above him is Derek Carr. So they actually haven't been that much different on a per play basis, but it's just the mistakes appear to be more glaring for Patrick Mahomes because we're watching those games a lot closer, I would imagine, than what old Derek Carr's.
I mean, the idea that, no one's taking Derek Carr over Patrick Mahomes.
David Carr is.
But David Carr would take anybody over Patrick Mahomes. The losses by the Chiefs have been to playoff caliber teams in the AFC. That's a concern for sure. But they've been to playoff caliber teams in the AFC. Coming up, they have the Packers in week 9, the Raiders
in
week 10. Yeah. And the Cowboys in week 11. Man, they had to have this game tonight. Losing this game would have been a problem. What is their record?
Where are those games?
Green Bay at home, Raiders on the road. Green Bay at home, 425. Raiders on the road, Sunday Night Football. Cowboys at home, 425.
Oh.
And then bye. So what is their record? They're 4-4 after those 3 weeks.
1-2. And if those games had all been on the road, they would not be favorites in any.
Wilson, you know what's funny? I think 1-2 also, but I don't know which one they're going to
either.
Win. It literally could be, they might go out and upset the Packers,
right?
Or they get to that third game right before the bye at 4-6, and they're desperate and they beat the Cowboys.
They're favorite against the Packers.
Right, I know. But it's still.
No, I said that I didn't think they should be favored in any of those games. If they're all on the road, I said.
Well, they're favorite against the Packers. Breach and I yesterday did a podcast talking about the line. And by the way, that line is not going to shoot up as I suggested now because they beat the Giants by 3. If anything, it might drift down towards a pick. I think they'll find a way to win 2 of those games. Split with Green Bay.
Why? Why do you? This is like the 49ers conversation with you. Why do you just keep talking yourself in the same things when it's clear that nothing has changed? Like, what's going to change that they're going to beat the Packers?
Andy Reid is a Hall of Fame coach with a track record of being able to fix things.
He's had 2 months. I don't care. Like, I like the Packers, like Andy Reid, like Patrick Mahomes. They all seem like decent people in a great organization. But I just based on the 8 games that we've seen, I don't know why you would think they were going to beat the Packers and or the Raiders and or the Cowboys.
And I would just like to say, when I said the Chiefs might upset the Packers, that Brinson clearly hasn't seen the most recent numbers, that the point spread is actually flipped and the Packers are favored. That's what the point spread was on the podcast.
You also had not seen those numbers. I'll take the dunk, but you hadn't seen those numbers. You're caught a lucky break. You got, what a lucky break that is. Unbelievable.
He Kramered that one. Fell ass back.
There is a chance that Breach was doing his picks or working on his picks.
I was.
And was thinking about that.
What is the line now, Breach?
The Packers are favored by 1.
Oh, spicy.
So it literally flipped 3.5 points. Because of how badly.
Actually, you know what? I don't believe that you knew that. And I don't believe that you saw that, because the line would have come up after the game, the Giants and the Chiefs game, and you were doing grades. You weren't looking at lines and doing your picks. You were doing grades.
No,
and you just caught a lucky break.
No, I update my picks record at the bottom of my pick story before it takes 10 seconds.
But I think the takeaway there is that everyone, including Vegas, understands that the Chiefs are struggling, except for Brinson. No.
I'm fully aware that the Chiefs are struggling, Ryan.
You are is that a dog that's sitting in that GIF where the building's on fire? Everything's fine. I don't know what that is.
Sitting in the chair.
Yeah, that's Brinson sitting at Chiefs headquarters.
I mean, of course everything's not fine. They're 4-4. It's not great, but stop acting like there's no chance the Chiefs can beat the Packers.
No, you said 2-1 over that stretch. I think
it'll beat the Packers or the Cowboys and beat the Raiders. You want to bet on it?
Yeah, sure. You shave your head if you lose. I'll shave my head if I lose.
Breach, where'd you find that line, buddy?
BetMGM.
See, you got him now, Breach. He's scrambling.
I looked at 4 different sites and I haven't seen it. So if you could kindly hold up your phone or your laptop to the screen and show us that line.
Oh my goodness.
Leave him alone. Well, Breach looks for that. Victor Garcia leaves in the. Oh, there it is, right there. Benson always tries to find a way to use the dunk button back, but still fails. That's all right.
I mean, I will definitely take
sprinkle some on the Chiefs as an underdog.
I know. I mean, I'll be picking the Chiefs for sure in expert picks. By the way, first.
Well, we only care who Wilson's going to pick since he's dominating.
Oh, no. This is
7-8. First week under 500 this week.
First week that Brenson's beaten me, I believe. And
what? The comeback's on? He said he was going to come back if he comes back.
No, he ain't coming back. But
Wilson's still 31 games over 500. I'm like,
I'm worried about Lisco. I'm not worried about.
I'm 17 games below. I got to waste.
Oh, you picked up two games on him.
I'm the Raiders. He's the Chiefs right now.
That's accurate. Yes. I'm much better at what we do. And, you happen to get lucky and got a lead.
Clear. 51-68-3. Oh! Imagine dunking on someone with a 51-68-3 record.
I mean, it is crazy. Like you can, I was in fifth place, I think, in my home league or whatever. We do pickups. We got like 70 people in there. And you have two really bad weeks and plus one pretty bad week. And you are just out of it.
Oh yeah. And Prisco's doing his little frog march right behind me. I gotta keep my eye on him.
I know he is.
Ribbit. He's making his move. Making his move, Ribbit.
I mean, I'll say Breach had a bad record to talk some smack to him too.
No, I'm above 500.
Wow. We only have three guys above 500 for the season. Right? Four
and
guys.
Two of them are on this podcast.
That's right. We've established that or not. Okay, so Ryan is all right, Ryan. So you would bet on the Chargers to win the division or the Raiders? Would you
I said Raiders. I said the Raiders earlier.
The Raiders 2 weeks ago when they were like plus 1500.
Woo.
And you guys laughed at me.
No, I'm sure we did.
I did not though, so I should laugh at myself.
Yeah, that's your fault.
Oh, you didn't actually put money on it, but you said it on the podcast. I see.
Well, we were talking about who the best value was, and I said it was definitely the Raiders because they were tied for first at the time. They were plus 1500.
Well, I'm sure I want
to point out too on the Chiefs that. While I personally believe they will go 2-1, it is entirely possible they go 0-3 on that stretch.
So 2-1 plus 150, that's too high.
Well, if you
maybe it's not. That might be right.
What do we think the line for Raiders at or Chiefs at Raiders on a Monday Night Football game will be?
I bet it'll be Chiefs like minus two. One or something.
Yeah. It depends on what happens against the Packers.
But I think just because people like you believe the Chiefs, even though the Raiders might be quote-unquote
if they
better.
Beat the Packers, they will probably be slight favorites at the Raiders. So let's
as long as they don't get blown out by the Packers, I think they'll be slight favorites against the Raiders.
Minus 2.5?
Yeah, it sounds right.
That's getting a little rich.
Well, that would mean they'd be minus 8.5 against the Raiders at home.
That means basically what you're going here is that
I think it'll
be a pickup. The Chiefs going 3-0 here is probably going to be like plus 500.
Well, like I'm trying to get
let me ask you this, Breach. Better chance the Raiders win the division as we sit here or the Chiefs go 3-0?
Raiders win the division. My God. The Chiefs, I just have an almost impossible time seeing them going 3-0 in this stretch.
Like they scored what was the final score? 17? They scored
20-17, and one of their touchdowns came because Daniel Jones threw a dumb interception that set them up at the 13-yard line. So they literally only had to drive 13 yards to get that touchdown. And you take that out, if Daniel Jones doesn't make that dumb mistake.
What's the line of the Chiefs and the Cowboys in Kansas City?
That game's in Kansas City.
I think the Cowboys are favored by – if Dak's playing, I bet the Cowboys are favored 1 or 2.
Yeah, 1 or 2 sounds right.
So basically like three kind of even games is what we're looking at.
And that's based primarily on the fact that people still love the Chiefs.
I'm going to make the Chiefs minus 2 at least at home against the Cowboys. And
that's bonkers. But okay, wins over
Wilson.
Cowboys
are not going to be favored in Arrowhead.
All right, we'll see.
If the Chiefs beat the Packers or the Raiders.
But as we sit here,
if the Chiefs lose both of those, then yes, the Cowboys can be favored. Okay. I'm just trying to get the numbers for a parlay on what this would be. Plus 548, plus 550, basically.
Yeah, so Breach nailed it.
Plus 500.
So would you rather have the Raiders to win the division right now, or are you taking the Chiefs win 3 in a row?
Well, those are kind of correlated, but I mean.
Yeah, but you got to do it now, so let that inform your decision.
I get 3-1. I'll take the 5.5-1 over the 3-1.
Well, Breach and I disagree with you, so we'll see what happens in 3 weeks.
Right. My goodness.
I mean, I'm not saying it'll definitely happen. I just think that.
I know. I'm not mad at you. I'm just saying. That's
anyway, Breach, you were saying about the interception there?
I was just saying that was, if you look at what the Chiefs offense did in this game, you take out that touchdown because Daniel Jones basically gifted them a touchdown with that Willie Gay pick that went down to New York's 13-yard line. And then Kansas City scored 4 plays later, and they only had to go 13 yards to get that touchdown. So if Daniel Jones does not just hand them a score, you know, maybe Kansas City doesn't win this game. So that's another layer to the how much their offense is struggling, because even this final score wasn't indicative of the game, because they probably shouldn't have scored 20 points.
Giants, you mentioned the dumb interception and some of the Joe Judge decisions. By the way, pedantic point breach, you know the difference between a gift? You said gifted that interception, between a gift and a present?
A gift, is that like you don't look a gift horse in the mouth?
A present is your present.
And a present is where you are, because you're not in the future and you're not in the past.
You actually being goofy, but you're right. A present is your present when you give that to them. A gift is like something you, whatever, you mail to them.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so you can't.
Literally, Daniel Jones airmailed this one, so it was a gift.
That's right. I guess in that sense, yes. Or he presented the ball to William Gay, and he took it and almost scored. But yeah, not William Gay. William Gay's the cornerback for the Steelers. What's Gay's first name? Who intercepted that ball? I mean, it is Willie Gay. So
yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Well, you confused me. I was like, I was going
to see how long it took to figure that out.
Yeah. I got him confused with the.
Let's take a break. But I saw a question in chat mixed in amongst mostly people just thrashing me, which I guess isn't apparently like it's just literally like blasting me.
That's called a typical Monday night.
It's called in the Brinson house.
Thank God we got on YouTube. Hit the like button if you're watching on YouTube, by the way. And we will answer the question, which division leader is most likely to miss the playoffs?
Oh, boy.
After the break. The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features, like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads, ensure you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive, so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating, so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads, so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Whether you're tailgating out in the dirt lot, Carter Finley, shout out Carter Finley, or whether you're whitewater rafting, taking the entire family on an adventurous trip, maybe you're out camping at Mount Rogers. I used to go as a kid, wish my parents had a Hyundai Santa Fe. The Hyundai Santa Fe is perfect for your family outing. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
You're ready, Bob. Well, all
right. Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year. You dig? Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
So we'll get to the Giants in just a second, but I just thought this was a good question. Which division leader is most likely to miss the playoffs? Here are your choices. Buffalo. Baltimore. Is it miss the playoffs? That was a question, right? I think. Do you see that question in chat, Tebow? Certainly, it's miss the playoffs, not lose their division lead, because, you know, a lot of these are very close. Buffalo, Baltimore, Tennessee, Las Vegas, Dallas, Green Bay, Tampa Bay, or Arizona? I think that was a question. Maybe it was. You could also feel free to say lose the division lead later on, too, if you want.
Lose the division lead. I'm not going to go with the Raiders, because I'm just said they're going to win the division, if you're asking me. I'm going to go with the Arizona Cardinals, because as we've noted, concerns about Kyler Murray's health, not that he's incredibly banged up now, but historically he does have a history of struggling to stay healthy. And also, more importantly, because that division is so incredibly good.
Wait, we're saying lose the lead or not make the playoffs?
I'm trying. Diva's spending too much time in the chat. I can't find any.
All right. Well, if it's
which current division leader, this is Atheist for the Cause. Which current division leader is most likely to miss the playoffs?
As much as Ryan's.
You guys just hype up. Wait, who did you say, Ryan?
I said the Cardinals, but I said to lose their division lead. That's what I was starting with, and then no one listened to me.
So who would you say? Who would you say for miss the playoffs?
Breach, go ahead, and I'll circle back. I have to think about it.
I think it's got to be the Raiders.
So just to be clear. Okay, go ahead. Wilson, who would you take?
I'm taking the Ravens, because that means the Steelers are going to win the division.
Okay, so you're just not saying the Raiders.
I just said earlier, while you weren't listening, that I don't want to say the Raiders, because I just picked them to win the division. So
right, okay, you admit that it would be pure hypocrisy to do what Breach just did.
No, these things are not mutually exclusive, because you are asking, you're making me pick a team no matter what here. And if you look at the standings, the Raiders are only one game ahead of the seventh seed, even though they're the second seed. So it is very conceivable that a team that's only one game ahead misses the playoffs. But if you look at a team like the Cardinals are three games ahead of the seventh seed. So it would take an absolute disaster for them to miss the playoffs. I think a team that is only one game from being out of the playoff race has a better chance of missing playoffs than a team that is three games out of the playoff
race. And it's definitely going to be a team in the AFC too. It is going to be a team.
Yes. The division leader that misses the playoffs will be in the AFC, because you have 6-1 Dallas. And that was sort of my point from last night, again, in that column I wrote. 7-1 Green Bay, 6-2 Tampa. And you know, New Orleans or the Rams could catch Tampa or Arizona, respectively, very easily. I mean, they're not, you know, not far behind or tied with them, half a game back, or you know, or even essentially, or half, I guess they're both half a game back. In the AFC, though, I mean, there are three teams that could catch the Raiders. And the Raiders haven't played the Chiefs yet, right? Yeah, they haven't played the Chiefs yet. Have the Raiders played the Cardinals or the Chargers?
I don't know.
They've played two division games.
They probably played the Chargers once, right? God, it's so impossible to remember anything in life anymore. They have played the Chargers. They lost 28-14.
Yeah, they beat the Broncos and lost to the Chargers.
So, I think we all think, and frankly, you know, we talked to the Von Miller trade in the lead up to the podcast, but you know, the Broncos traded Von Miller. They're 4-4. I mean, they are acknowledging that they are probably not making the playoffs.
Well, you know what's funny is that none of us mentioned the Titans as a possible candidate to miss the playoffs, even though they just lost Derrick Henry. And I feel like that's because it almost feels mathematically impossible. If they just go 4-5 in their final nine games, the Colts would have to go 8-1 to win the division.
Correct.
So, yeah, I feel like the Titans
maybe 10-7 and the Colts would be the Colts, because the Colts have to get one game above them because,
right, because the season sweep.
And if you look at the Titans' schedule, man, that Indy game was so huge for them, because you know, we've seen conflicting reports too. It's like one's like 8 weeks Derrick Henry might be back, but then Adam Schefter of ESPN said he would be out for the season. They have the Rams, Saints, Texans, Pats coming up before their bye, but they still have games against Jacksonville, Miami, and Houston. They have two games against Houston left after their bye. So after the bye, they have one, but they have two total. So, I mean, it looks like they should have, with or without Derrick Henry, four wins on the schedule to get to 10, which means Indy, like you said, Breach, almost has to go 8-1, which feels very, very difficult.
I think it's kind of a semantics. Like when Schefter says season, he should be specific about whether it means regular season or actual end of the year. And I think the scuttlebutt is that Derrick Henry would be back for the playoffs.
That's what I was going to say. I would tell him to sit in a lazy boy until January 10th. And then there's no reason for you to be out there. No reason.
Because, I mean, again, if you can beat the Jaguars, Texans twice, and the Dolphins, you're going to be the four seed at absolute worst. Get Derrick Henry healthy, bring him back for the playoffs. I would, the Titans are definitely the possibility. The two most likely ones, though, Baltimore and the Raiders.
I was joking about the ball. About,
well, I mean, just only because, you know, you have, it's almost the exact same setup. You have two teams that are 5-2, and everyone below them is 500 or better. Just there's going to be a ton of division games. You could lose those. They're going to be close.
Well, let's ask Breach. Breach, what are the chances that you think the Ravens don't win that division?
That they don't win it?
Yeah.
I mean, miss the playoffs.
I know, but I mean, you got to start somewhere.
I don't think they missed the playoffs. I mean, I would, if I had to put a percentage on it, I'd give the Ravens like a 60% chance of winning the division.
52.6, according to Football Outsiders.
Yeah, I might even go. Wins over Wilson might be closer to 65%. Okay. The chances they miss the playoffs is actually less than zero.
Did you know that no team in the NFL had a bigger drop in their playoff odds?
Oh, boy. Yeah, boy.
This past week, and the Bengals, 30%.
Let me ask you this. What did the Jets playoff odds go from week 4, week 7 to week 8?
It went up 1%.
So you traded 1%.
It went from 0.2 to 1.2.
You know what? That loss built character.
Breach traded 1% for 30%.
Correct. Okay. Speaking of 1% teams, the Giants are probably a 1% team now. They were 3% coming into tonight. Would guess they'd be down around 2%. They are basically toast. What? I thought Daniel Jones played okay.
No, he played okay.
Their offensive line is a disaster.
Well, as Breach noted, he threw a terrible interception.
Yes, terrible. Terrible.
There's no one you're blaming for that. He had there was a pass to the sideline.
It was a 10-yard gain for Kadarius Toney.
Le'Veon Sneed fell down. It would have been a pick six.
Yeah.
He had a couple throws like that where he's just blindly throwing the ball.
Hold on. The first possession after halftime, the Giants had a 3rd-and-1, and if Jones would have thrown the option pitch, it would have been an easy first down, probably for a 10-yard gain. But instead, he decided he wanted to take on two Chiefs defensive linemen by himself. He got stopped cold, did not get the first down, and instead, Joe Judge ended up punting the ball on
4th-and-1, 4th-and-a-half foot.
Which so just made them both look like fools because he shouldn't have punted there. And Daniel Jones also should have pitched the ball. I mean, I don't know what he was thinking. So that's three bad plays, like three plays an NFL quarterback has to make the right decision, and he didn't.
Yeah, he's okay, but he's made some quote-unquote strides. He ranks 25th in DVOA, just ahead of Jared Goff and Tua Tagovailoa before this game. So
that's a good list.
Yeah, I'm not him. Jason Garrett, Joe Judge, Dave Gettleman. I mean, you could drop a list of guys that you have questions about. Danny Dimes isn't at the top of it, but he's not.
Well, watching the Manning cast, it felt like both of those guys were doing their best not to blast Jason Garrett.
Why?
Well, I feel like Eli's got all the connections in New York. He still works for the team. He does stuff for them.
He's paid not, by the team. Yeah, he's not going
to. Yeah, he's not going to be. Yeah, exactly.
At one point, when was it? Joe Judge called a timeout leading up to a 3rd-and-4 in the red zone. And the play that they draw up ends up with Daniel Jones throwing the ball 2 yards short of the sticks, and they gain 2 yards after calling a timeout. And Michael Strahan had been talking about, like, why do these guys throw short of sticks? Why do they should throw sticks? Like, you know, that's what I'd love if I'm a defender. I want that happening. And, you know, when it happened, he was, like, losing his mind. Cause I guess it was in the second quarter because it was Strahan. Third quarter for Strahan. And,
It was a second and 10 from Kansas City.
It was a 2nd-and-10. They gained 6 yards. It's 3rd-and-4. And they ended up settling for a field goal, right?
Yes.
They went 8 plays, 86 yards, and 3:52. And it looks like they're going to, you know, have a chance to tie it right before halftime or, you know, before the 2-minute warning. And they throw this ball short of the six. Strahan's losing his mind. And Eli's like, he's like, man, I know you can't say anything bad about the Giants because you're being paid. It's like, come on. And I don't know. It feels like I feel like Daniel Jones is going to end up being a good quarterback for some other team in his second stint.
I've said about a lot of players on this team. By the way, I don't know if you guys heard it. I put it in Slack, but Joe Judge can explain part of their struggles.
Every single stadium this year, home and away, I've had issues personally.
Is that your stand?
Look, I don't know. Look, I don't want to make this all about headsets. We have things. I'd say this. Whoever's in charge of it, whoever the guys who – look, Jordan, I don't know the exact answer. I don't know if that comes more through the league or us exactly, but they better fix it fast. Yeah, that's it. Look, I'll get you all the details and stuff later on who does all that stuff. You know, we get the communication back. We say, hey, listen, these things have been an issue, and then we get told they've adjusted this, they've done this, they've done this, whatever it is, like I said, we tried to adjust and use different hardware. It hasn't been allowed, so we'll keep on moving on. Again, look, I don't want to make this about stupid headsets. That's not what this is about. Yeah, I mean, that wasn't the factor in the game. We got to do other things on our own to make sure we have success.
Wait, what?
If it's not an issue, why are you bringing it up? Like, don't even mention it.
Did he bring that up by himself?
I don't know. I don't know what the question was. I'm sure I would like to think that someone prompted him to answer that question. But look, man, here's the thing. If the headsets aren't working,
somebody probably said, how are you so bad at managing the clock? And I'm sure he just went on that tirade.
Let me ask you this. If the headsets have been a problem for 7 straight weeks for you as the head coach, would you have a backup plan like hand signals, signs?
I mean, like if we had podcast audio issues and Debo took care of it, right? Like he's like found a way like to had to like break arms to get these nice equipment for us. I mean, you're running a football team, bro.
When you start blaming the headsets, that's probably the sign that you shouldn't be a head coach anymore.
It's worth noting though, the league handles all the communication. So that's not the Giants. Like he, that's what he was trying to say. But even still, if they're not working, have a backup plan that is old school manual, whether it's a sheet of paper, whether it's, like I said, hand signals. Like you could call out and say 27 and you look on your wristband for 27.
What if the NFL looks into this and they're like, Joe, the headset's shut off at the 15 second mark, bro. Like every other coach knows that.
But he's the only one who's had issues with the headsets, and he said home and away.
By the way, Jason Garrett's like, my headsets haven't worked for 10 years, so I don't know what you're talking about.
That's right. Jason Garrett said, so I've been talking about this? Yeah, that's – that's when you fall to 2-6 and you realize it. And here's the thing is that it's I think that it's likely, I guess, that the owner, the Giant ownership group will fire Dave Gettleman. And if they fire Dave Gettleman, one would hope that they're smart enough to also move on from Joe Judge because, you know, you just can't have him, you know, you can't have Joe Judge coming back for a third year and Dave Gettleman's fired. Art Stapleton says, tweeted, Joe Judge says he threw his headset down after the fake field goal because the Giants did not execute the right way.
This is back in October 2020.
Debo. Oh, Debo has a theory that he broke it in October of last year and they haven't fixed it since.
That's a great theory.
I mean,
hilarious.
Here's what I always come back to, and Breach brings this up because I bring it up all the time. How is Bill Belichick responding to that question? How's Mike Tomlin responding to that question? How's Andy Reid responding?
Well, I mean, Mike Tomlin has complained about the headsets in Gillette Stadium, but that's probably something that's real. And you never hear anybody else complain about headsets like this.
I don't even know. Again, it doesn't matter if the question was how much do you hate headsets and how much did it factor into the loss today. You just say it's not an issue. We're talking to the league and you move on.
Belichick would have just, somebody said, well, why'd you botch the timeouts? And Belichick would have said, I did what's best for the team.
Right. It's my fault. We didn't coach well enough. We didn't play well enough. We'll get better.
He wouldn't have blamed the NFL and thrown him under the bus for 7 weeks of non-headset functioning.
So let's say the Giants finish with a poor enough record that Dave Gettleman is fired. Do you think that Joe Judge will also be shown the door?
Well, let me just tell you that the Giants' next two games are Raiders and Buccaneers.
That's not good.
Let me ask you this, Breach. Better chance the Chiefs go 3-0 or better chance the Giants go 2-0?
Better chance the Chiefs go 3-0.
Yeah, I think 10 times out of 10.
So the question becomes, does the new head coach and the new GM keep Danny Dimes around for a year? I would say probably, just because you got him on the rookie contract.
Right. Unlike a coach or a GM or someone that you can just sort of move on from, you have to have a backup plan for your quarterback situation.
And the thing is, they're trending towards a high pick, but probably not more, you know, a top 10 pick, not like a top.
But also, as one of you said, Brinson, you said it, like Daniel Jones might actually play well with a more competent coaching staff.
Yeah. Now think about this. Like, what if he's in New England? He's probably making more mistakes than Mac Jones because he's prone to make mistakes and turn the ball over, but it ain't looking like what we've seen in the last 2.5 years.
I mean, don't you think if you put him on like the Rams right now that we're talking about him as a Pro Bowler?
He's worse than Jared Goff. He's on the Rams.
I bet the Rams are.
Jared Goff wasn't bad in LA. I have memories of it being.
The Rams are 5-3 with Daniel Jones right now.
All right. That's asking a lot, but okay.
Giants currently have the 5th overall pick according to tankathon.com.
Debo, would you rather have Jalen Hurts or Danny Dimes?
Jalen.
I mean, he's just blind. Dave Gettleman, Joe Judge, Jason Garrett, gotta go. Who else do they have on their staff?
Freddie Kitchens.
That's correct. I mean, gotta go. Everybody's gotta go. You got a clean house. That's the problem with the Giants. They haven't cleaned house in a long time. They did clean house.
They just hired Joe Judge.
No, they didn't clean house. They need a clean house.
But they're the girlfriend that keeps dating idiotic boys. Like now what do they do? Like they hired Joe Judge. They thought they had their guy. Who's in charge of the hiring process now? It has to be someone different if they thought Joe Judge was a home run and clearly.
You gotta bring him
to GM. You gotta get that right. Who's the GM before Dave Gettleman?
Jerry Reese.
Yeah, wasn't it?
It was Jerry Reese, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Well, and before that, because Jerry Reese took over for Ernie Accorsi, I think.
Oh, there haven't even been that many GMs. All right. No, they went to Super Bowls. Dave Gettleman.
Dave Gettleman brags about how many times he went to Super Bowl. Yeah, it was Ernie Accorsi, then Jerry Reese, and then Dave Gettleman. He loves to brag about how he went to the. They've only had 6 GMs in their history. That's wild.
That is wild.
From 1947 to 2021, they had 6 general managers. George Young. So they had Ray Walsh, 47 to 73. that's a haul. Andy Robustelli from 74 to 78. George Young, 79 to 97. Ernie Accorsi, 98 to 06. And then Jerry Reese was there for 10 years, and Gettleman's been there for 3.
God, he's not been there for 3?
Feels like a lot. Well, he was obviously in the personnel department for a while. Anyway.
That's because everybody on that list you just named either won a championship or went to a Super Bowl and built a team that was good. And the only person who has not.
Who?
I won't name names.
David. Well,
I'm not going to do it.
So
it rhymes with Mo Mudge.
I think you mean it rhymes with.
It rhymes with Ray Gettleman.
Mo Mudge is a funnier name. That's why.
Oh, it doesn't rhyme with it though. It doesn't make sense. His name's Joe Fudge.
There are some rights. Like Andrew Thomas on IR. That's a problem. It's been an issue. The offensive line clearly an issue.
It doesn't matter.
Kadarius Toney, but Andrew Thomas has played well this year before he got hurt. Kadarius Toney's also hurt. Has looked really good when he played. Evan Ingram has flashed a little bit, but they're clearly going to move on from him.
The Giants had a good defensive game plan tonight against the Chiefs. And we talked about it a little bit. And is that say more about the Giants putting together a good defensive game plan? Or does that say more about that everybody's kind of doing the same thing against the Chiefs and the Chiefs still have not figured out how to beat it?
Patrick Graham, by the way, former Patriots assistant, he's actually doing well as defensive coordinator. I don't know if this means he should be a head coach, because sometimes it doesn't work out that way, especially in the Belichick coaching tree, but he's doing well. But I think it says more about the Chiefs' inability to do things offensively.
As Debo pointed out, I missed this when you put up the Tankathon draft order, but they actually have, because the Bears have been terrible too, they have 2 top 11 picks right now. So you could attract, if you had Daniel Jones, where it's like, look, we don't need you to fix Daniel Jones, but just keep him around for another year, like see if you can make it work. And if you want to draft somebody, if you have 2 top 11 picks or trade down or wait another year.
See if they will give up Patrick Mahomes for your 2 top 11 picks.
So, hey, a little sneak peek.
Up on you, but at least call.
Sneak peek for the draft show tomorrow. In my latest mock draft, I have the Giants picking 5th, taking Kyle Hamilton, the safety out of Notre Dame, who's a superstar in the making, but I don't know if he's going to change
a beast, man.
And then taking an offensive lineman at the 9th pick. So they're not sexy picks. They're not going to fix this team. I think it has to start with the people making the personnel decisions and the in-game coaching decisions if you're going to change the trajectory of this program, as they say in college.
Yep. Okay. That'll do.
That'll do.
Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We'll have YouTube shows at 1 p.m. and 3:30 p.m. on Tuesday. Make sure and swing by. We'll be live, of course, at those times. Reach Wilson at Brenton. See you guys later.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.